Gemara says in Daf Kufta Sov Manalf that Tana Rabbana Amana Ben Shehi Ania Ben Shehi Asher Ein Mamashkinai. So the Rebbe Yehuda B'Shemanaymer Ashira Mamashkinai Sa Ania Ein Mamashkinai Sa Shat Achay V'Hachzila. You have to return it to her, but to Masiyah Shemra B'Shkinai Sa. And when you do that, you're going to cause her to have a Shemra. People will say bad things about her. So what does it mean Masiyah Shemra B'Shkinai Sa? Rashi says over here Shata Yoytze V'Nichnas Atzal Shachas Rabbis. When you go into her house in the morning and in the evening, that's going to cause her to have a Shemra. If you look in the Masar Sashas over here, he's Mitzayan to Rashi and Sanhedrin, Mitzayan to the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Chafal from Adolf, and he says, Vitzarech Tzas Yishuv. So he's bothered with what it says over there, and could be this is what he means to ask, or either way, this is Lachar Astir and Rashi. If you look in Rashi over there and Chafal from Adolf, in the same Sugya, the Gemara over there says that Messiah Shem Ra is like Rashi, Shetikanus of Beischa Shachas Varvis, that she's going to go into your house, Shachas Varvis, and that will cause people to say bad things about her. So Rashi over there learns that she's the one, the Haman is going into your house to get the mashkin to drop it off. Rashi by us says that you're going into her house. Rashi says, sounds like you're going to her. So it's a steer. Which one is it? Is it the Malva going to the house of the Haman, or is it the Haman going to the house of the Malva? So the Meral Diskin in the Tshuva, Simon Amad Hei, asks this Kasha. He says that Chacham Echad asks him this Kasha, and he says, very nice test, be Miyashiv. And he says he wants to be Mechadish, that when it comes to picking up the mashkin or giving it back, so it depends, Agabi, whose chiyav it is to do it. He says, in terms of picking up the mashkin from the laiva, that is a chiyav on the malva. The malva is the one who has to do it. We're not going to require the laiva, we're not going to require the almana to go to the malva's house to give the mashkin. If he wants it, he has to go get it. But in terms of returning it, he's not mechuyav to return it. If she wants it, then she has to go pick it up. So the Meral Diskin learns that Rashi and Arsig and Rashi and Sanhedrin are talking about two different cases. One is talking about the picking up the mashkin, one is talking about returning the mashkin. So Rashi over here, when he says Messiah Shem Rashi Ata Yetzu Nechnas Atzo Shachas Varvis, he's talking about when the malva is going to pick up the mashkin and Shachas Varvis. There are two different cases. Either it's Xisham or Xislaila, whichever one it is, he's going to come either in the morning or the evening to pick it up, and that's going on the malva picking it up from the laiva. Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Rashi says the other way around that she's going to Eretz Tikanas Beischa. That's talking about the laiva picking up the mashkin. So when the laiva picks up the mashkin, that is the chayes of the laiva. The Amman will pick it up, and therefore she's going to be coming to your house. And that's also ayik tani that Rashi is saying that it's either a mashk, depending what it is, the Amman will come to pick it up, either shachas or arvis. If that, there's no steer in Rashi. But the pella is that l'char yisid lahedi from Rashi and Saita, not like this, because Rashi says in Masach HaSaita, daf ches amud alef, d'ba maschol esa, he's quoting this din of Reb Shimon. And he says that the din was said by Amon Aniyah of Leib Ashir, the Tam Hamikra Shimatam Mashkin, but the Chayv Lahaksila, at the Nichnas, Shachis Lidlo, the Arvis Lachzibra, Messiah Shem Rabbish Kinna say. When you go in, Shachis, the Arvis, over here, Rashi says, Lahedia, that what's going on is that, at the Nichnas, Shachis Lidlo, you go in Shachis in the morning to take it, the Arvis Lachzibra, and Arvis, you go to give it back, Messiah Shem Rabbish Kinna say. So Rashi's clear that that it's the Malva who does both. The Malva is the one who picks it up, and the Malva is the one who gives it back. So l'chay, you see, not like the svar of the Meral Diskin, that there's a chil between the mal and the laiva, the guy picking it up and giving it back. But so that, you know, the steer and Rashi would remain. But l'chay, you see from this Rashi, not like the beer of the Meral Diskin. So l'chay, that's tzarichin on what he's saying. And I saw in the Gilyan of the Chuvis Meral Diskin of Rabbi Yashiv, he has a long hug over there, and he has a couple of aris. And one of the things that he asks in the Meral Diskin is mamash this kasha. He doesn't quote the Rashi in Saita, but he quotes the Rashi in Kiddushin that says a similar thing. It says over there, he quotes Ach Rashi conditions after some chesman days because of Azal the Darsh time the Krav Mitzia, and Rashi over there, and then he continues and he says Mitoch Kach at the Yitz of Nichnas Tamed Etzla Shachris Lamashkin VaArvis LaHachzir at the Messiah Shem Rabbi Shchinaseh. So again, Rashi and Kiddushin at some chesman is the same thing as Rashi and Saita, that the Malva is the one doing both the taking and the giving back. So either way, from both Rashi and Saita, Rashi and Kiddushin is going to be Tzarachian on the Yishuv of the Meral Diskin between the Stir and Rashi over here and Rashi and Sanhedrin.